You're listening to the Mind of a Boyfriend podcast.
If a hand is hosting you, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you supposed to care? Ah. What are you supposed to bring?
You're supposed to bring ilokuza to the table.
Ini.
Into.
Because obviously you're already bringing isito, right?
Bring isito to the table. Kuphela, bro.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Mm. Let me say it like the shows in South Africa do these days.
Uh-huh.
You're bringing isito the tool.
Hey, winner. You're paying attention. Imagine you know how much NBC talk. Cut up a few ends. I'm out.
Nah, bro. Obviously, I mean, how can you go get hosted and then you know? Because I mean, you have to know, right? You have to know what's your game like.
But away matches are scary, bro.
With these things, and yeah,
what's scary?
My environment, point is, you messing up is not exactly something you have control of.
I'm not about that life.
Try. Hey, Alpha. Hey, bra. Kwa beto. Mina, gulelanga. So, enga inga vako na gomu cherry. Tinko ehlale rezi. Hey, what? I don't know what that art school is called. Le, ego creams. La, no, I don't know if it's third or fifth. Opposite. Yeah, went there. Umchero figure one was the shop. Since we are past lady Lapana now, Uchero Udonda, we are toilet and what Camille Pagete.
Okay.
We would toilet in next door. It was literally you step out the next door, you're in the loop. What don't we are Cremant or Cremida Copper? And ask him what is the lady said, Cosley, Ingo Wake, well, a part with Pagetta Camille. What do I imbat in Guria Court?
From that point,
I was like, what the? Yes, really, I didn't even do jack shit. Like,
But I'm curious though.
Yeah.
I'm curious though. So are you telling me you spend the entire night like Kanyelen?
No,
I did tap, ne?
Yeah,
and this girl had like had too many things, bro. Because from that point that I tried tapping, but I even realized I wasn't even in it. So at this point, when I clean us and tore a cocaine, let me just get it over with, ne? And then in the morning.
Hold it right there.
You faked
there's
it.
There's no
my
such
guy.
Thing. There's no such thing as coming just to get over with it.
you can literally tense your legs. If you tense your legs, you come very fast. It's a technique. It's my jutsu. Yeah.
What?
Yes.
You're telling me you've got a coming jutsu.
Bruh, gotta come jutsu, except if you wanna come very fast, tense your legs. Or something, you see, you will come very fast.
Oh, yeah, tensing your bum.
AQ.
Yeah.
AQ. But I call it the domain expansion. Tense your leg, come jutsu.
Hey, one. Hey, see.
Bro.
Imagine, Ali was one. And what ends is dialogue, Zenezan? That is weak saying, Jay. Now, okay, let me bath and I vibe. Sharp. Niti mina, ucheri, wapuma erumini yake. Waguma kelwani. Waya tata isepa ama futa wongele rolon. And why are you going to get it from next door? It's like, nah, I'm actually sharing with these people because I don't have them. But what?
Where did you even meet this person?
We actually met when we went to some item lo major. Try win in the local town who was stuck on my piano events.
No names,
something
bro.
With a
no
twist.
Names. No names because
venue with a twist.
I'll start looking at everyone different. Everyone you know, bro, look at them different.
Nah, not even. No. Except we actually just went there And then I think and then we just talked to her. And then she's like, I'm actually alone. What that? I'm like, I know if you're alone, come through, hang with us. Cool. Ended up vibing the whole night, sharp, sharp, cool. And then, well, automatically, you know, you're inclined to go with the sit on the tool. Yeah.
Yeah, sit on the tool, bro. Sit on the tool.
I got there. She, like, I wasn't even out of it because I wasn't attracted to her. But then it was because of what I found there and the stuff she did. At that point, I was just like, I wasn't there, actually. But I as in, you go better pop in city now. When you'll go there knowing what you will not scoop and not scoop last number, remember, I almost guilty really low, you blow her back out and you get there and you're just not in it. It could even be the what do you call this? It could be even the that weather.
Okay, I'm not realizing that this could potentially be our first episode of the tea. So my name is Q. This is Bobby and Lance and his man. I don't even know where you got this stray, bro. Like you're just getting strays, bro. Whoa,
Q. Wait. wait.
Talk to me.
First things first, on the introductions, it's King, not Bobby.
Okay,
Bobby. King. Bobby's not on the podcast. Bobby's
not on the, okay. I'll start again. Yes. Church and state. Yes, I'll start again. Welcome to The Mind of a Boyfriend. This is the first episode of The Tea. With me, I have the notorious. I don't even know I'm saying notorious.
Which one is this one?
The notorious.
King.
K-I-N-G. You see, it works, bro. Notorious and King. Notorious K. Okay, no, I'm not doing that. And Lance.
Notorious.
It's been a minute. Can you guys see the screen that I shared?
Yes, we can.
Bro.
So we had asked people to send through their stories and their confessions and let me see. The title for this one was Having Insecurities Because He Cheats With Me. I'm just going to let it be, bro.
Oof.
Who's reading that one? I'm not reading. Can you guys see clear?
Well, let me see. My screen is smaller, so Bobby can read.
Okay.
Hey, guys, what the hell, bro? So unprofessional.
Wait, you have two screens.
King, bro.
King. Sorry.
You're really emphasizing that
your name is not your name. Like, you don't want us to use your name.
Do you remember yesterday, Q? I think I told you, your girlfriend, this, right?
Uh-huh.
That I remember I was asking this girl out the other day, and she's like, nah, I will never go out with you because you're going to put everything we do on the podcast. I'm like, fuck. As much as I wouldn't, right?
Uh-huh.
It's best that I separate Bobby from King. You know, try and be as anonymous until I'm dating, you know. Before I'm dating, bro, it's just, bro. But anyways, let me read the tea.
All right, let's get it.
Okay, my throat.
Uh-huh.
I started dating this guy knowing very well that he has a girlfriend. He says that it's complicated between the two of them. And what's complicated is that he no longer feels for her. So he says, I asked him why he doesn't want to break up with her. And then he tells me he respects girls. The issue comes when I touch his phone. Let's say I want to use his airtime, but he has call log that indicates that he always calls her and she doesn't want the same, showing that they are fond of each other. So apparently today I went to his place to see him, right? Since he didn't go to work. We talked and had sex for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I had been dodging to do it with him because honestly, I don't trust him. After that, we go sit in the living room. While we are in the living room, She keeps on calling. In fact, he has been receiving calls from her from the first time I got to his place. Oof. And the conversation was about her coming to his place with whatever items she was to collect for him in town. All along, I've been pretending like I didn't hear anything. He then says, I want to go to the shopping center close by. But then he says, in fact, since you're about to leave, let's go you to the terminus. and then get back home. But then the last conversation he had with her was when you are on your way to this side, tell me so that I'll start walking to the terminus to pick you up. Honestly, I don't know what to do. Should I stay in this relationship or should I let it go? I'm desperate and I need advice.
You want to know what this is like? Like imagine you're with a girl and you know this person has a partner, right? And then you do the deed and everything. And then when you're done, this girl answers her phone and then calls her husband and asks if she should bring flowers and what to eat that night. And if you want a pair of shoes. Like, I get it. You do have another partner. You've put that across. But doing it in my face, XA.
Bro.
I mean.
Bro.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm. You know, maybe let's start with the last part. Because I need advice. First of all. What the fuck?
What the fuck, bro?
Like, what the fuck? Right. I understand you need advice, but from the get-go, you already know he has a girlfriend and you're the side, right? And him doing all these things, these red flags are everywhere. It's proof that you are a side, man. Because if you really were, like, you know, pushing the same page, he wouldn't be rushing you and to let me couple you to the terminus since you're already leaving.
You don't want to be going that way, bro.
But you know what, right? You know what? Bro, when she came in, she was a sight. No nigga is going to leave his main girlfriend for a sight. It's rare, bro. Like, it's rare. Impossible. She already knew. She already knows. She already knows he has a girlfriend and has been asking him to break up with her.
Yeah. Listen,
Yeah. No matter how fine the side is, you know why you are with that person as your main girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Something makes you stay. Something makes you keep her the main. So no way a guy is going to leave his main girlfriend for you. And this one is showing it clearly. I don't think he's even trying to hide it, bro.
Yeah, but then
he's not even trying to hide it. If he's going to tell you, then me.
I know we shouldn't be laughing. We shouldn't be laughing because this is serious, right? But then, in any case, the title of this confession was "Having Insecurities Because He Cheats with Me." As a side, already chances of you being upgraded are slim to none. You being upgraded means someone is getting an upgrade somewhere, probably. I don't know, but I'm just saying. But this man's has a call log that shows that there's back and forth with the girlfriend. So at some point, maybe she asked, what are we? And the guy just went along with it.
I think the this may be, if I say this, people might not end, I'm not sending us out their confessions, but I will say it anyway.
No, be
the
nice.
Title to
be
this,
nice. Be nice.
The title
be nice.
To this should be "Having Insecurities Because I'm a Side."
No, it's the same. It's the same thing, right?
Oh, okay. Honestly, I think another thing we need to like point out, is the fact that she might have not known that she's a side. Hear me out.
Yeah.
Hear me out. Like, I understand she's the one who's in this, but then it also depends on how this guy drove his point home. Like, in the sense that this guy said, so I want you and I have a girlfriend. I really don't like her anymore, blah, 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 whatever the hell he said. But Injani, I want to be with you. Maybe I'm going to break up with that girl after so-so and then we can be together, right?
Mm-hmm,
so initially in her head, she's thinking, okay, maybe after a couple of months or so, this man would have broken up with his girlfriend and then we actually get to be together, right?
Yeah.
If that's the case, then this man would not even dare show the presence of the other girlfriend, no matter the scenario. Like having to even have a call log that shows that you guys talk that much, or to even answer the call in front of you. And like what you're saying, would you know, this man wouldn't even rush you to begin with. He would generally treat you like his girlfriend to a point where you'd even forget that the other girl even exists.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the minute this man started asking this girl to go and help her, help him pick a lingerie set for his girlfriend, you know what that is.
It's Brent, But you see, there's something the guy said. He says he doesn't want to break up with her because he respects girls.
What is that?
I'm trying to understand, because I know a lot
if
of
you
men
respect girls, don't cheat on them.
Yeah, right. And if you really respect her that much, you tell her the truth. Like, listen, I don't feel you like that anymore. I don't know if it's me or it's probably you or it's this girl that I'm now dating, but it's not working. Right? Let them go, bro. Because right now, let's say this new girl who's the side upgrades to being a main, right? And she's loved.
Yeah.
And then at some point, the guy starts feeling what he was feeling with his old girlfriend, because nostalgia kicks in and it starts missing her and the feelings come back. What happens then? Yeah. Does he now have two girlfriends? Is the main now the side, or the side now the main? Or you see, it's a lot, right? Because the moment you announce that, hey, we're done, the new person gets
comfortable. I think all I can say about this one, right, is since she says she's desperate for advice, the only advice I'm going to give is just accept you're a side chick.
Get your own man.
Right? Either accept it and be a professional side chick. God knows you're a side chick and do it well. Or just get out of it and find a proper boyfriend. It's that simple.
Yeah,
you don't need to complicate your... Exactly. All right. So the next one.
No. Wait. We're still digesting. Can we do two in one?
Yeah, let's just do two. This is the first time, you know.
Wait. So,
I mean, you don't break a virginity with one round, can you?
All right, so the next one, sorry, you
say what?
Is...
What? Wait, what? What the hell? That was random as hell. What the hell? Hey, okay. You know what? It's fine. Let's go to the next one. It's fine.
So the next one, it says to go is to see, right? It's so crazy because it's related to an episode that we almost had, which is about Tinder. I'm pretty sure we might have that pretty soon. But it says, well, I downloaded a dating app called Salt. Okay, let's start there. The name, bro. What the fuck?
Bro. Do we have this in Zim, though? Do we have this in Zim?
I don't know.
What is Salt?
I don't know, but I'm about to try, bro. I'm about to try. Okay, fine. Let me read without. This is why I don't want to read, because I'm going to be laughing.
You're going to be laughing the whole time.
So, I downloaded a dating app called Salt. I matched with this other guy. We started talking and it was nice. I don't know about his side, but I fell in love a few hours after talking. It was nice and he was exactly what I was looking for. Until I used my money to go see, to go visit the guy. Guy was all nice and, guy was nice and all. And I mean the sex-wise, he has Oscars in sex. The fuck? Anyways, he treated me so well until it was the last day where I had to return home. He told me he doesn't have money, guys. Like, how come you don't have money? I wanted to go back home, Vele, because there were too many red flags for me after we had sex. I told the guy I'm leaving today. He said how I told him. Okay, I think there's some typos there. I told him I will see myself out. I did laundry before I could leave. I cleaned.
What?
I did everything to keep the house clean while I'm busy telling myself, see no more visiting this guy with no money. Then I left the guy. Didn't bother even to driving me to the complex. I had to take a taxi. And yeah, shit. I think we should also say before we digest this, please, when you're sending your confessions, don't use shorthand, punctuate, please. Right?
Yeah, I think it makes the reading right, part easier.
This whole item that I was reading, it has no capital letters. There are no full stops. Right. Yeah. In any case, the gist of it is she downloaded this app called Salt, which we'll talk about. And she met the guy. Well, she fell in love with the guy a few hours after talking to the guy. Because he was everything she was looking for in hours. And then she went to visit. And then she played YFE after getting rounds. And then she says she saw red flags and she left. And the guy didn't escort her at all. And he didn't have money to take her back. What say you, gentlemen?
I mean, falling in love in hours is a red flag.
Yeah, well. Okay. King, do you want to start or should I?
You can start, bro. You can start.
I can start.
I need to digest.
Okay. Killing my chance. Kidding was too fast.
Laundry,
exactly. But no, okay. Yo. So from my understanding, yeah, the whole gist of a dating site is usually people who go on a dating site, they would have generally started, like they would have tried to date and probably haven't been lucky with like pretty much everyone else in the area that they're in. So now, because of that, they're just like, you know what, maybe let me just meet new people outside of where I actually am. So they go on a dating site and they probably already know what they want. Some already know what they want. Some are just generally desperate. So the minute they meet someone who actually ticks off all their boxes and they seem to be this very good person and they have a great facade, because I'm sure from the dating site, this man seemed like the knight in shining armor, right? Mm-hmm. And then this guy, I won't lie, this guy has a great facade, because really she fell for it. Even when she went to meet him, this man was just a great guy. Even had amazing sex, 17 Oscars, she said. Like Lord of the Rings, but that's what I'm saying. But yeah, point is, this man was just like, he was generally great at putting up an image. Yeah. Would you know this? I'm a very good person. And believe me, most people from these dating sites are like that.
Yeah.
Are literally like that.
Yeah.
And if you try to prolong, because initially the only way you can really learn someone is over time, maybe a week or two, give or take. Yeah. Because the minute you try to prolong that dating site, chances are the person you're talking to is probably going to lose interest and then it's just going to die down. So I think she also had the pressure at your dating site, which now, let me meet this person and he already seems like a good guy. Let me just give him a shot and we move.
Yeah,
little did she know.
It's a move.
It's a wow. Because right after this man got exactly what he wanted, he really didn't even bother to even pretend, at least until the girl leaves. Like he was just there. It's like, you know what? I just nodded. It's fine. You can buy. It's fine. I won't even give you the password to go back.
Yo, so she drove herself.
Mm-hmm.
She got herself there with her own money. She paid to go get fucked and then paid to go home and did laundry and housekeeping time.
Yeah.
Shit. But then again, bro, the name of the app, bro. I'm dating. That's not a dating site, bro. That's a fucking site. Simple.
Bro.
It's like Grindr. It's like Grindr, right?
How do you
the
know
name,
Grindr?
Bro?
How
it's in the name.
Grindr.
It's in the name, bro. No, we don't have it here, but I'm just saying, like, the name of it. The name. I mean, what's grinding, bro? What's grinding? What's salt?
Okay.
I mean, salt just means, you know, come catch rid of your salt in this app. I mean, bro. If I was gonna make an app for people to match their goods, by goods I mean, you know, I would call it salt, bro.
Okay.
I would call it so. If it's for Ndebele's, I would call it Twai. You know, very simple. Very The name says it all.
Okay, so okay, to answer this girl, I'll just say this. Tinder is a hit or miss. Oh, okay. I'm saying Tinder because that's like the first dating site that comes to mind. If you say dating sites, right? So I'll just say Tinder since she used salt. Dating sites is a place where it's literally a hit or miss. Most of the time, the people you meet are just people who are just generally desperate to, you know, nut and move. But in the same essence of that, you can still meet someone who is like a proper person. It's just that it's now in a mix of people who just want to have sex and some really want relationships. Some are just generally bored, you know. So in this case, she didn't write her name. Okay. In this case, she really can't feel bad for this because she could have never known given the facade this guy actually put up. So with this one, I think you should just take it as a lose and you try again. Yeah. But next time, I think you should maybe take things a bit slow. Because if someone genuinely wants a relationship with you, even if you meet after 2 weeks from the time you started talking, this person really wouldn't mind, given that the chemistry is already there between those 2 weeks, while at least you guys are talking.
Yeah.
And I will close that note with, do not wash or clean that fast.
I need me a hand like that, bro. I need me a hand like a side chick like that.
Even side chick, side chick when you don't even have a main chick.
it's a position on its own. You know, you can never vice CEO without a CEO.
You can't have an assistant without having. What are you saying?
No, the company can hire an assistant director without even hiring a director yet.
An interim
director is a post. Director and assistant director are posts.
Okay. Yeah. So this is what I'm going to say, because you guys have been talking. Bobby's words, in King's words. Hey. No, but
yes, thank you.
I'm referring to Bobby because this is a conversation that wasn't in the podcast. So. So I can't be mixing Umat Dumane or Loma Boris. You see what I mean? Right. In any case, in one of the episodes, King talked about a talking phase being an illusion, right? So Tinder is the biggest illusion because from the get-go, I'm assuming Salt is like that as well. You have your interests that are put out there. You have the things that you don't like, you have your star sign, whatever bullshit people buy into. You have all those things, right? So already that talking phase has been structured for you, right? While it's being structured, it means you're already running into manipulation from the get-go. So if you look at my Tinder or my Salt profile that already says, I'm a great communicator, I'm a fast texter, you know, this and that, you already have expectation. That's why she's saying, I fell in love with a guy in a few hours of talking to the guy, because already she's playing into what she's saying, right? So if you are to do this dating thing online, make it a point where you try to prolong certain things, because you can't really know a person like that. And what Bobby said in those other episodes, people lie. It takes a bit of time to actually know a person. So don't be jumping in and becoming umbalin shapo in like the first date. Like, pull me, bro. Right?
All right.
It's a wrap. I don't know who's gonna close this one since it's our first episode like this. So hey,
I was about to say next time you're looking for a dating app, please avoid the one called Salt or Nut. Please.
I'm just saying,
bro. Salt or Nut are terrible names for dating apps. If you want to date, that is. If you want to get rid of your salt or to nut, Nut and Salt are the best apps for that. I don't know if there's an app called Nut yet, but
we should have Nut and Salt.
Nut with salt.
Salted nuts.
Salt nuts, exactly. But anyways, thank you guys for listening or watching on YouTube, even though you'll just be watching the logo. But anyways, thank you very much for watching. This is most likely our first edition of The Tea. Make sure you click on the link below to leave your tea so that we can talk and discuss it on the next episode of The Tea. From me, Kondisani, and Les.
Bro.
The
fuck?
Yo, no wonder this man wanted to close this. He wanted his revenge. Bro. Damn.
Bro, sheesh. You know, I'm a guy.
In a split second, I was about to think this man is going to mention my middle name. I'm like, you wouldn't dare. I would not dare.
Nah, that one is not to be said in public.
Thank you.
By you, because... I might just transfer the vengeance to someone else.
What? Why am I catching strays, bro? I didn't even call him by his first name.
You've been catching strays. Remember the one that you went and slept over at?
Exe.
But anyways, how many minutes do we still have? How many minutes do we have left?
We're done.